Union states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything else.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America,
the so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. Every instinct in me says this is death. What if...
Every time I survived the war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Move, move, move!
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
And welcome back to the Cinemania World Podcast, everyone. My name is Dwayne, and today we have an all-new movie review for A24's Civil War, directed by Alex Garden and written by Alex Garden, one of my favorite directors. Not a big catalog or anything, but I love his movies, except for Men, you know, I don't like it. Today, I'm joined by a special guest from the Cinemania World team, me. That's right, everyone. For the first time in a very, 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 very long time, it's just me on this review of Civil War. Not that anyone could join me, but I thought I'd come on the show here because we've gotten a couple of mailbag questions, like, what's going on? Where have y'all been? We had a massive CinemaCon week, and there was no coverage on it. And I do want to apologize for that, everyone. There's a lot of home stuff going on my end. I could have gotten some of the other team to just do, you know, kind of cover CinemaCon, but I just didn't even have time to even coordinate anything like that. So we are back here. I am joined by myself today to talk about Alex Garland's Civil War. We're going to discuss that a little bit and then going to get you guys going. Hopefully, as well as this review tonight, Larry and I can get together for a box office show. We haven't had one in a couple of weeks, I think about 2 weeks. So yeah, let's get into Civil War, the movie that has everyone talking this weekend, the movie that did really well for A24 film this weekend. And this is the bio straight out of IMDb. A journey across a dystopian future America, following a team of military-embedded journalists as they race against time to reach D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. This was directed and written, of course, by Alex Garland. And it stars, we have Wagner Moura as Joel. We have Kirsten Dunst as Lee. We had Kaylee Spaney as Jesse. We had Nick Offerman as the president. Really, really solid cast. Really, really solid film. So let's get right into Civil War. My general thoughts on Civil War is that I really liked it. I was very close to loving it by the end, but as I said in a tweet, I feel like something what's missing for the from the movie as a whole. I don't know if I think I would have liked it a little bit longer to kind of flesh out the characters a little bit more. It's definitely what everyone has been saying as far as like intense and harrowing. And it's like a lot. If you're just not, that's something that I can definitely echo. If you're having a down week, which I was last week, if you're having a down week, I don't recommend watching it. I do think you should eventually watch it because it's a really good film. But when I say that I was close to loving it, I think I gave this movie like 4 stars out of 5. Like, I really loved the majority of the movie, but I'm not sure what was exactly missing from it. I guess just I kind of wanted, I feel like if you're going to go intense and harrowing and bonkers, I feel like I would want it more than what we had. It's like about 2 or 3 scenes that are like that. So I definitely think that part of me feels like I would have liked to just see more chaos and more of what this world was like. But I thought the world building, as you know, as far as everything going on, if you go and look at the poster, there's one poster for this movie that I think it's really cool, which is a poster that I wished it was like in the movie. I would have loved to seen that, like, you know, kind of just plastered around the world, but it's not really. There's a poster that has like all the factions of America, and I think that's like really cool and whatnot. I wanted to see more of that, like what that meant, more of how at odds are everyone in America is. We follow the journalist, which I will say right now, the team of journalists was absolutely fantastic. Everyone did a great job. I thought the acting was great. I thought the performances were very, very stellar. Everyone had a moment to shine in the film, which I really enjoyed. Especially one of my favorite actors. We have Stephen McKinley Henderson. I thought he was great at what he was doing as far as playing one of the journalists. Kaylee Spaney has been getting a lot of shine. She, if you don't remember Kaylee Spaney, she played Priscilla in the movie Priscilla, the wife of Elvis. I thought she was great in that. I thought she was even better here. And of course, Kristen Dunst was incredible. Everybody was really, really incredible. Performances were great. Alex Garland, as a director, he never ceases to amaze me. I love all of his work. I love his shots. I love the way he does direct, the way he captures the performers. I think that's all really, really well done. And the score is great. One issue I had, I thought there were, I saw it with Alex. I would have loved to have Alex on the review, but he's working all weekend. But one of the things about the soundtrack / score is that there's a lot of needle drops, and I think like 1 or 2 would have been great, but I feel like to transition from every scene, there was always some type of bombastic needle drop, and I think I could have done without at least 3 of those. But anything dislikes? I don't have much dislikes with the film. Again, I just felt like something was missing for me. Maybe it was more... intense scenery. And I'm always a fan of like scenery and haunting images. I think one movie that gets overlooked a lot because it was on Netflix and it came out during the pandemic. The Five Bloods has a lot of intense and shocking imagery. And I kind of wanted a little bit more from this. The Five Bloods is also like, I think like 2.5 hours. This movie is solid. So one thing about Alex Garland is that his movies are usually really, really short. I wouldn't say short, but they're usually like 1 hour and 50 under. They're always under 2 hours, his films, which I appreciate from him. But yeah, a movie like this, I kind of want to stay in this world for a little bit longer if I'm already kind of locked in it. So I guess that can be a disappointing thought from the film. Another thought I would say is that the times where we do have downtime with our characters, I felt like some of them just didn't really hook me. As far as the stories that they were telling, I would have loved to hear more about their past lives before all of this chaos. And we don't really get that a lot. The only kind of storyline we get between them is Kaylee Spaney is kind of under Kristen Dunst's wing. And she kind of wants to be like her. Like, Kristen Dunst is like this praised, photographer in the press. And Kaylee Spaney's character, kind of wants to be in that echelon of talent. And I thought that was great, but I would have loved to hear more about what they were doing, the characters in the film, what they were doing before all of this. And one big scene that everyone was kind of talking about throughout the weekend that's kind of over, you know, it's kind of been overbearing across, social media all weekend from the movie is Jesse Plemons' scene. You hear it in the trailer. You've seen the, I won't say majority of it, but you've seen the good section of that scene in the trailer where he's asking someone, what kind of American are you? And that scene was phenomenal. It's just, as a person of color, it's hard to watch because you would think that that scene meant that he's targeting like, you know, non-whites or anything like that. But what's the actor's name? I want to say Wagner Moura is not white, I presume. Hope. He has a very strong Hispanic accent, so I'm hoping he's not that's the case. But it wasn't like that. The character's problem was people who weren't from America. So there's two Asian people in the cast that, you know, that they come across, and the responses to them not being American were very, very shocking, very kind of intense and just kind of hard to watch. But that's what was the crux of his character. So basically a racist, but, you know, one of those Southern South American type of races. It was hard to watch, but it was a great scene. I thought the scene was very effective in what the story it was telling, because this country in the film is kind of just people just running wild and doing whatever they want. So you had this militant kind of character, you know, pro-gun kind of character who has, you know, decided that he has his own politic and his own type of law around where he is. I thought that was all really, really great. I thought the way that scene ends is great too. But one last thing I want to mention is I thought the third act was, I love the third act. I can't get the third act of the film out of my head. It's really effective sound design. It's a war going on. They're trying to get into a place. I don't want to spoil anything, but they're trying to get into somewhere, and you have our characters as the press following these soldiers around trying to get into the place. Because I think one thing that's cool about the world is that the soldiers let the press follow them along for photos. I thought that was like just a really interesting take on, you know, I don't know if that's what happens right now. I doubt it, but I thought that was a really good take on like this war going on. Nick Offerman as the president was also really great, but that whole third act was phenomenal. The way it ends, this like a little twist with one of our characters that's kind of shocking. I didn't see it coming. I thought that was all great. So yeah, I have very minor dislikes for the film. I want to sit with it more. I saw it on Thursday night. I still want to sit with it a little bit more, and I want to potentially watch it again. Although I did say that I don't know if I would watch it again in my tweet, but I do want to watch it again to kind of really solidify my feelings on it. But I think what I would say is that it's a really, really good film, and I do think you should go out your way to watch it. Movie made like $25 million this weekend, so a lot of people were interested. And I would say that. I say that as my final thought for Civil War, Alex Garland's Civil War. I really enjoyed it. I think you should go check it out. And everyone, I want you guys to let me know what you thought of the film, and if you liked it, if you disliked it, tell us why through our email, cinemania2018@outlook.com. My name is Dwayne. You can follow me on Twitter at cinemaniac94, and you can follow the podcast, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at cinemaniaworld. Thank you guys for joining me. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.